Grove manager David McKenzie of Edsel Groves in Port St. Lucie for 3 years has been passively heat-treating HLB-infected citrus trees with tents that are heated by the sun. He discusses the results.
We started in April of 2011, and we've tented now trees ever since then. We tent from April through September, and we've seen very good results. They're not all perfect results, but you get at least a fair response. But most trees are good, and you get them back in the game. They get productive. They grow a lot of new flush, and you're able to keep them. And if you don't tent them, unfortunately, those trees will continue to decline, and they'll have to be removed. So the tenting does work. It does result in a rejuvenated tree, and it allows the tree to really recover.
McKenzie addresses construction of the thermotherapy tents and the temperatures needed to achieve results.
Right, it's really important if you want your tents to hold up for very long that you use UV-protected greenhouse-type-grade plastic, and our tents are made out of a PVC frame, and what you're after is to get above 115 to 120 degrees in the top half of that tent. The bottom half will always be a little bit lower in temperature because heat rises, but what we do is we place temperature recording devices in both the top and the bottom part, and we're looking for, again, we want to see between 115 and 125 degrees. If you get too high, you can actually have damage, but with the plastic, as long as it's got a little bit of opaque to it, a little bit of cloudiness to it on the top, we seem to not get above that 125 degree temperature.
It's very important to start treating trees as soon as they're detected as HLB infected, the grower says.
I would say the biggest thing is, try to catch your trees at as early of detection as possible. But if you wait until your trees are severely infected, then you get a much poorer response and a much longer recovery. So I would just encourage people to go ahead and identify trees at their first symptoms and get them tented. I would say tent for at least three good, mostly sunny days. Sometimes, we move tents every 3 days if it's real sunny, but sometimes we have to wait and leave a tent on as much as 5, 6, 7 days if there's a lot of cloudiness, because it's the sunlight that's really heating up the airspace inside the tent.
There's a range of tree ages and varieties that McKenzie has tented for HLB thermotherapy.
We tent trees between the ages of 2 and 5, and it's predominantly been round oranges up until this year, and now we have a 2-year-old block of ruby red grapefruit that we're also tenting infected trees, and I'm anxious to see the results. But my first observations are very, very positive. I've seen some very, very, very positive results, so very, very happy.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.